is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Some of us seem to be what you would call a ghost magnet, somebody that draws spirits to them. Some people say they have the ability to turn this ability on. Some say they can turn it off at will. Some it takes many years of practice and focus to do just that. Some say no matter what they do or try, there's nothing they can do about it. It's just as like saying, I'm going to turn off my hearing. You really, truly can't turn off your hearing. You can ignore things, but you know it's still there. In our next story, we hear about a young woman who discovers they have this ability. They are, in fact, a ghost magnet. They are able to pick up, see, hear things that others cannot. And it's not always something that is pleasant or inviting or that they want to experience, but it is, in fact, there. I struggle to try and figure out the meaning of this ability. Take a listen. When I was young, I didn't know how to swim. I don't remember how young I was. My mom would tell me a story a lot. Only when I was older did I realize that what she remembered about the day was very different than what I remembered. We were about to leave the public pool one summer, and I didn't want to stop swimming, so I ran to the pool and jumped in again. Again, I couldn't swim. Once I hit the bottom, I sat up and walked over to the ladder and tried to pull myself up, but for some reason I couldn't. I remember feeling like something was pulling me back down. Later, my mom would tell the story, but the only thing different was that after I hit bottom, I just laid there looking up at them. She told me I never moved. The lifeguard pulled me out. After I told her my version, she thought I had had an out-of-body experience. This was the first time I had one, and it wasn't the last time. I believe that because I could not control the out-of-body experiences spirits attached to me. One spirit I had named Phantom used to be around me all the time. He was a tall young man who wore a lazy suit and had a long black hair. I never saw his face and I never was afraid of him. I liked having him around. As I got older, I stopped seeing him as much. I got really depressed but moved on in my life. In high school, I had this friend who lived 5 miles away from me. In Indiana, in the middle of nowhere, 5 miles is a long way. Anyway, she made a homemade Ouija board. She and a friend were talking to someone who lived there before her when someone else came through. Now, she knew about Phantom, and I told her all the stories of him. So when she had asked who they were talking to, it spelled out Phantom. She asked if it was the same Phantom that I used to see, and it said yes. She was like, okay, what do you want me to tell her? You told her to tell me that even though I can't see him anymore, he was still there. It was later that she called me and told me what had happened. I was kind of happy about it. Then there was a spirit that would attack me. This spirit that attacks me is a woman. She first appeared to me in an out-of-body moment. She was standing in my front yard screaming at me. Her hair was wild in the wind. As she ran to me, I fell backwards into my body. I didn't see her again until I moved back into my mom's house. I moved to a different state for college but came back home. I was sleeping in my old room and was awoken by something jumping on my bed. I knew deep down not to open my eyes. She wanted me to look at her and I wouldn't. I don't know what would happen if I did look at her, but I refused to look at her. I could see her dark outline. She still had the crazy wild hair, and she was mad at me. I never found out why she hated me so much. I never knew her. I was scared and didn't know what to do. All I did know what to do was to not look at her. Suddenly, my sister sat down on my bed and started talking to me. As we talked, the woman seemed to just disappear. The weird thing was, it wasn't my sister on my bed. I don't know who she was, but she scared away the evil woman. I believe that whoever this was had taken the form of my sister because she would be comforting to me. I fell back asleep and that was it. I haven't seen her since. Kind of glad about that one. I've been meditating and trying to control my spirit energy so I don't draw her back. I'm not quite sure how this all works. Exactly why certain spirits come to me, others don't. Why I see some, why I don't see others, or what they want. Why am I a magnet for the spirit world? Is there something about me that can communicate to the living a message that they need sent through? I hope I'm able to control this as my life continues.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.